Well, today we'll continue our commentary on the Sermon on the Mount. Today we have three points that the Lord makes, beginning in chapter 7, verse 6. And these are some of the most difficult passages in the Sermon on the Mount to understand and to figure out what the Lord is saying to us. First, he says, "Do not give to dogs what is sacred, and don't throw your pearls before swine, before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and tear you to pieces." So, in the New Testament, there are two different words for dogs. One of them is the household puppy. These were considered clean by the Jewish people. But there was also another kind of dogs. These were the scavenger dogs that used to hang out by the trash dumps out on the outskirts of Jerusalem. These were the scavenger dogs. These were considered unclean. And this is the word that the Lord is using in the Sermon on the Mount. And what he's saying, don't give what is sacred or what is holy. He's talking about what is consecrated. For example, in the Old Testament, certain bread was consecrated for the priests and the deacons of the Old Testament. And so he's saying, don't give this consecrated sacred food to these scavenger dogs. And don't take your pearls and just give them to pigs or to swine. Remember, Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is the pearl of great price. And swine, pigs were considered unclean for the Jewish people. And so what is the Lord getting at? Well, if you can read different commentaries about this, the Lord seems to be telling us, he's not telling us not to evangelize, not to share the faith, not to spread the faith, because he would say go out into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. But he's warning us against a lack of discernment or prudence on our part in seeing people's attitude towards the gospel and not, in a sense, forcing things upon others who are completely closed to God's working in their life. And there's a very good passage here that I think that can help us to understand that. And it says again, Jesus is warning against our lack of discernment towards people's attitude towards the Gospels. That if we have these beautiful treasures of the faith, then we cannot force them on others, but we should instead see when their attitude is open so that they are receptive to receiving the beauty and truths of our Catholic faith. In other words, if somebody will treat the gospel with scorn and contempt, well, then it's not the right time for us to present it to them. Wait till they are more of an open attitude before we present the beauties of our faith. That's why, for example, the church has always cherished and treasured the Holy Eucharist. And as you know, in the Catholic Church, we don't have open communion. For example, at weddings and funerals, we don't invite everybody to come up for communion. We make the statement that only those practicing Catholics who are properly disposed and prepared should come up for Holy Communion. Others maybe can remain in their pew or come up for a blessing. So these are the sacred treasures of our Catholic faith. And even among Catholics, we have to make sure that even Catholics who receive communion believe in the real presence or in the state of grace, have fasted before communion. If they're married, their marriage is in the Catholic Church. See, these things are the sacred treasures of the Church, and the Church has always safeguarded and held these things of the highest regard. The same thing with sacramentals. We don't give somebody a rosary if we know they're going to throw it in a trash can. See, these things are the sacred treasures. So Jesus is warning us to be prudent in evangelizing and sharing the faith. Yes, don't keep the faith to yourself. Make sure you do share it, but also make sure it's the right time and in the right way, and that that person's attitude is open to hearing the word of God. And then the Lord says, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. This is called the golden rule. We're very well familiar with it. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Which is interesting because 500 years before Jesus said this, Confucius say something very similar, but Confucius stated it in the negative, Jesus states it in the positive. Confucius said, what you do not want done to yourself, do not do to others. And also a very well-known rabbi, Rabbi Hillel, who was about 100 years before Christ, was once asked, could he summarize the entire law while standing on one foot? Okay, if you're going to stand on one foot, you have to make it short. And so this was his answer. Whatever angers you when you suffer it at the hands of others, do not do it to others. This is the entire law. So again, the same teaching, also stated in a negative way, Jesus states it in a positive way. Do to others as you would have them do to you. And this sums up the law and the prophets. And lastly, the third and last point the Lord makes in the gospel today is also difficult to understand. Enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. The gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and how few there are who find it. So what the Lord is saying here, the gate represents judgment or eternal life, heaven or hell, and the road that leads to heaven is constricted. It's not an easy road. It is the way of the cross. It is the way of Jesus Christ. It is a life of often filled with persecution and opposition. It is a life of discipleship, sacrifice, and service. That is the Christian way. That is the road that leads to heaven. Whereas the road that leads to hell, of course, is hedonism, paganism, sin, immorality. Isn't that, that's easy to do that, Jesus says. And that's the wide road. And the gate is not narrow that leads to destruction, but the gate that leads to eternal life is a life of service, sacrifice, and following Jesus Christ. And Jesus summarized it by saying, if you want to be a follower of mine, be willing to deny yourself, take up your cross every day, and follow in my footsteps.